episode 81 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Yo.
And of course, our totally unpaid intern, Gabe Philbin.
I do what I can.
Dylan is sitting this one out. We'll see what's up with him. You could tweet at him. Ask him where he's at. this week we're talking about SimCity Scandalous.
Scandal.
Gabe, what's the deal with SimCity?
SimCity, they goofed. That's the deal.
And so they did exactly what every giant online release does every time it releases.
and they goofed.
Yeah.
SimCity, the new. It's just called SimCity. The new one is an always online game, similar to Diablo 3. And because of that, there were insane server issues because EA had no idea SimCity was going to be this popular, even though they had all of the pre-orders to prove it.
and also, like, everyone loves SimCity. I don't understand. It doesn't seem like, I think that's just like, well, guys, we got all these servers, but it's probably not enough. So we're just going to tell people we had no idea. they have to know.
But beyond that, there was no preloading of SimCity, so they goofed there too, so you couldn't download it beforehand and then install it like you can with pretty much every PC game now. So they also goofed there. And more goofs are within, like, just playing the game from server to server, and you always have to do the same tutorial, something along those lines. But the biggest, like, goof message is, like, the notion of DRM and is it really worth it nowadays? Because I'm under the belief that if someone's gonna pirate your game, they're just gonna pirate it. No amount of DRM is gonna stop them, and no amount of DRM is gonna stop some hacker.
Right, and then in situations like this, all it does is punish everyone who bought it.
Yeah, like, EA did something like this back with, Spore. Dear God, Spore. And Spore was, like, one of the first, like, rah-rah DRM things. Like, and that totally bit EA in the ass, and that was the most pirated game EA's, like, ever had. Because just like, well, like at a certain point, DRM will only hurt the paying people because they have to deal with it. But then every person that's pirating it is getting around it, so they don't have to deal with it.
They are just like, oh, you think you can keep me out? Watch this.
I'm curious. Where do you draw the parallel between, like? Like, I guess you could say that you can play this game single player and or by yourself, and you shouldn't have to be on the servers to do that. But, like, why can't you make the argument, and why hasn't anybody made the argument that I bought World of Warcraft? Why can't I play World of Warcraft by myself? You know, there's still, like, it's a world, well, for the most part, that relies on NPCs and scripted, you know, quests. It's essentially Borderlands. Everything's on the disc or installed on your computer, you know? So,
because I think that's that game has a different focus and people buy it with that focus. I don't think...
Yeah, of grouping up and...
Yeah.
Because, like, there are raids that are required, like, multiple... That require multiple people, so... In that sort of situation...
I just think you're buying a different kind of game
sure.
in that situation.
But that's kind because, of an objective thing, isn't it? Like...
Well, if you're looking for that single player experience in that particular type of game, like, there's a lot of games that offer you that same experience without everything else.
Yeah, with something like World of Warcraft, it's not a single player experience. Like, they're not even offering you a single player experience. It's a massively multiplayer game. Like, it's like Team Fortress 2 doesn't offer you a single player experience. It's like you just play online with people. But in SimCity, when you can just play by yourself, and they don't let you necessarily do that.
Can you just play by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird the way it works, because everything is set up in a region, and I'm sure you guys probably heard a little bit about it, but like the maps are broken up into regions, and each region has several city locations in it. Now, you can go into a region by yourself and start up, you know, more than one city and be the mayor of both and manage both. You can totally do that. Part of the thing is everything is kind of saved server side. So your city still stays over there. Like, if you switch servers, your city stays on the old server. You have to start a new one. Which kind of sucks for people who were having to bounce around servers while everything was all fucked up. But, like, I don't know. Because that was something I kind of want to talk about as far as playing by yourself. I don't know how it would have gone last night. Because last night I started my first city, but I was playing with three other people. And we were all in the same region. You know, we each had our city, and like everything I heard before the game came out made it sound like you would end up being like super dependent on other cities for certain things, and I never really got the impression that any of us were like completely without had the other people not been there. Now, I don't know, we picked the biggest region there is because we wanted there was only four of us, but in case anyone else picked up the game or, you know, hopped on last night, we wanted to make sure we had plenty of slots for everyone to go start up a city. So I don't know if it was a kind of that being the issue that, like, well, we got such a big region that a lot of them have a lot of the slots you can get have the right resources that you need. Because when you pick a city location, it'll tell you what resources are there. And then they also have some regions that are as small as two cities. So that one, in theory, could be reasonable to manage on your own. You could set down two cities, be the mayor, share resources, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I watched Pro Jared's comprehensive review of the game, and he basically said like the biggest downfall of the game is that you can't, you know, once you've built your city, you can't really build the, I can't remember what they're called. I want to say wonders because I play a lot of Age of Empires, but you know, you can't build these like epic structures by yourself. Like the game, you are required to.
Oh yeah,
to,
they're called great works. Yeah, I believe
you can't build one of those by yourself. No matter how you know amazing and upgraded everything in your city is, you need to do co-op. And he says that's kind of bullshit. Like it's impossible to earn that many resources on your own.
But there, well, okay, it can be done, but it comes back to the same thing. It's not necessarily you have to do it co-op, but you probably have to have multiple cities. Mm-hmm. So you have to go be the mayor of both or more than one. Because like I said, the map that has just two city slots, you could grab that, and I think there's one Great Works location on that map, and you could manage the two cities and probably do it that way. But yeah, it does kind of suck that there's not more of a single player focus somewhere in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the worst we ran into last night was I had a couple buildings burned down because I didn't have a fire department fast enough. And Fozzie like sent over a fire truck, but it couldn't keep up by itself. and then at some point Fozzie ran low on water. So I was pumping water to his city because I had a shit ton.
So why weren't you trying to just put the fire out, Ryan?
fiery water.
Buckets don't cost a whole lot. Just fucking fill them up and throw them.
And like mostly it was stuff like that. Like some buildings would be on fire and somebody didn't have a fire department yet. Or like my city was handling most of the garbage collection. And I don't know, but it was like things that like with a little bit more time you could overcome, because like I had several buildings burned down and that sucked, sure, but I just bulldozed them, they started building back up, and then I eventually got enough money for my own fire department and that was solved. I guess some of the resources probably might become a problem later, like having coal for your mining or for your power plant, and obviously not having water could be a problem.
Well, another massive issue is that you can't save your game like in individual slots, or you can't fuck around freely and then just not save. like everything you do is saved immediately. So like in previous SimCities, like, oh, I want to see what happens when Godzilla destroys my whole city, and you can do that for fun. Now you do that and it's permanent, like right off the bat, and that's bullshit too. Like you're not allowed to play. They took away, you know, just things that were.
Well, I mean, you can do that. I mean, you can always go in. You can start up a private region and do whatever you want in it. Just don't invite anyone and go fuck around like that.
No, I mean, but if you have a city that you've built and it's in a private region or whatever, and you're like, well, I wonder what happens when aliens come down and there's a thunderstorm or a tornado or whatever, and you just do it all just to see how it looks, and you're like, all right, that's cool. I'll just exit out and not save so I can load my city back up how it was. You can't do that.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess in my mind, I would. Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying. Like, in my mind, I'm picturing just starting a city and then just fucking it for the hell of it. But, yeah, there's no. Yeah, you can't just, like, save it at a certain point.
I don't know. Just simple things like that. Like, it sounds stupid to complain about that, but it's like slyly taking away the rights of your gamer, of the player, or rights, but like the, you know, your, what you can do with your product, what you've bought. Like,
yeah,
it's like digitally buying a movie and like all of a sudden you can't watch a certain part a certain way, you know. Like, it's silly, but it's like, I should be able to do that because I own this product. And this DRM is very, it's starting to blur the line between what you actually own.
Well,
and what
I don't think own. I don't think that part of it is DRM. I think that part of it is,
well,
just
it is. It's a side
decision.
Effect of, like, your save is not on your computer. Like, you don't have control over that at all.
Yeah.
It saves automatically in the background. And
yeah.
So in a way, it kind of is, because it's part of that always online. It's a side effect of that always online DRM.
Yeah.
I think the funniest part of all this is that in an attempt to stop piracy, EA put on all this, like, always on DRM, and now, in order to make up to all the people who got locked out of playing for days on end, they are giving away free game. A free game to everyone.
Everyone who's, like, registered an account through Origin before such and such date. I don't remember what the date is, but looks like I'm getting a free Origin game.
Yay.
Yay.
And it's just like, that's just hilarious. Like, it's just, I don't think always on DRM is in any way the future, and I think the launch of Diablo 3 and SimCity have really shown that.
And I can't say this, though, with all of this that having been said, the game is a lot of fun.
That's
what I've
heard.
The only reason, like, that's the only reason people are tolerating it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it has been. It was pretty fucking fun last night with four people, like, all building their cities together and sharing resources when needed, and just, like, being able to, like, hop out and, like, go look at someone else's city and just kind of, like, fly around it and see what they've done. Like, all that was pretty cool.
I think what it'll come down to, and this is the beauty of a free market, is a SimCity imitator that does a good job imitating the same game, and it doesn't have this bullshit DRM. And everybody's like, oh, well, why should we tolerate this crap? Boom.
Brought to you by Zynga, citying with friends.
Whoever it is, like, God bless them for not screwing the consumer, and they win automatically. Like,
yeah.
So, EA, man. I don't know.
Architecting with friends. It's gonna be the best.
But Graham Stewart said, thought the launch was pretty unfortunate, but he thinks there's confusion over the cause of the outages, and there's more than just DRM to blame, and that's true. The
EA
servers
server
were just not ready at all for this, which I don't really get how games can do that.
That's still a side effect of the DRM. Like,
they needed all the servers. Well, it probably still would have been. I mean, all these games, it might not have been as bad, but all these games
would have been an issue.
But that's, well, and just the fact that it's multiplayer, the fact that it's the multiplayer focus too, like, that would have been.
This is just like the perfect shitstorm of a launch for a good game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, Call of Duty on PS3 is notorious for, like, the first couple weeks that multiplayer doesn't work right. But you can still put the game in your console and play it and go through the whole single player, you know? And, like, there's still a game there. This essentially was you pay $60 and from the fucking start you can't do anything. You can look at the menu. Look at this pretty menu. And that's unacceptable. Like, that's total bullshit. And that is because of the DRM, of the always online. The whole game has to be online and connected to these servers at all times or it won't work. That's not a good way to go about it.
But it's like, I just don't get how, like, giant companies like EA and Blizzard can be unprepared for a launch of such a big game. Like, why isn't every fucking server you have available?
We bought all the servers!
Like, why are there still server troubles at like, the launch of a game? Like, this kind of stress testing should be, like, over by now. Like,
yeah, they should just look at their last launch and say, okay, how did that go?
It's just, like, overcompensate. Like, you see the numbers of, like, you see, like, the people talking about it. You see the people waiting to download it. You see the people who have pre-ordered it. Like, you can get an idea out of that and then just double that number.
Yeah.
Like, I get a really dirty feeling, like, from the idea that you pay full price for a video game. And if you don't have an internet connection, or if years down the road, what if 10, 15 years from now, EA is done with their SimCity servers, and then that money that you spent is completely obsolete. You don't own anything anymore, because it can't connect to these servers that don't exist. That's such garbage. I don't accept that. Like, if you have a fucking game, a product that you bought, you should own that product. Not just, they're turning it into almost a subscription fee, or like you're renting it, you know. I don't like that at all. Like, it really bothers me.
Yeah, it is kind of a shitty setup. You'd like to think that maybe at the end they could find some way to patch in a fix to just, like, here, go with God, little game, to all you people who bought it.
I don't think they can. Like, that just seems like something that'd be too complicated for a game that's
based on
being always online.
Yeah, but like, I bet it's wired not that way. Like, if I always, like, think about Warhawk and how that game was built, where they don't have any. I think they have like one, or they have a couple of servers that are, like, run by the studio. But every PS3 could be, like, when you start a game, you're a server, and everybody's connecting to your internet connection, your PS3. Why can't that just be a patch and make it so anybody running SimCity can just be their own server? I don't see why that's impossible, because a server is just a computer that's, like, hosting a game, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm super naive. I there's no doubt I probably am here, but it made sense with Warhawk. It makes sense to me here.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. You know, none of us do, I guess. But I mean, it makes sense. It seems like somewhere down the road, somewhere between now and this game being done with and them shutting things down, that somebody would be smart enough to figure out how to do something. You know,
I mean, my buddy used to pirate. Like, he bought World of Warcraft, and then he would just go on to little private servers that people would set up. You know, that was super that was super illegal, which I don't get why that's illegal. Cause,
that's illegal?
Yeah. Like, isn't that weird? Because you still bought the game. That's how you have it on your computer. But, like, connecting to these servers that aren't run by Blizzard is against the law. Like, I hate that. There's, like, it doesn't make sense to me. But, yeah. DRM?
This just in, Ron Gilbert is leaving Double Fine.
Maybe because the cave was shitty.
It wasn't shitty.
Huh?
You lie.
Did you like it?
I haven't played it.
It was shitty.
Did you play it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All the way through. For you have to beat it six or seven times to get all the stupid endings, but who cares? Because they can just be interchanged. You know, I don't really what is it called? Zero punctuation. Like I don't really look up to him as a legit reviewer. I think he's more entertainment than anything. You know, that's what he does is rip apart games. But if you look at his Cave review, I couldn't agree more. Like all the negative things he has to say about the Cave are why I don't like it. And so check out Zero Punctuation's Cave review if you want to see what I think about it.
So, before we move on, Prototype did say that the launch of SimCity did need more cowbell. So
yes,
I just wanted that out there.
I think that probably would have saved everyone a lot of trouble.
Did you see SNL this weekend?
No.
They had like everybody ever, like Dan Aykroyd and the Three Amigos and all them were all on there,
and Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Remember old SNL cast member Justin Timberlake? Mm-hmm.
It was like a celebration of everybody that's hosted five times or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, shall we move on to God of War stuff real quick? Because there's not
God much of else. War controversy. They've God done of... it again, Gabe.
Just when you thought it was over, just when you thought we were done.
Then it turns out that Sony Santa Monica is a bunch of misogynist pieces of shit. No. Or did you just have really poor...
I think...
What are you talking
about? So
no. Well, there's the... Okay, hold on. Let me give some context. God of War 3...
That's what I was going
to do. In God of War 3, there's a trophy, because there's a part in the game where you pull this naked woman to this thing, and you hang her up with her hands tied. You hang her up so she's completely vulnerable or whatever. And you just leave her there to get crushed. And then a trophy unlocks that says, "You didn't, but you wish you did." It's like, oh.
Okay, I remember that now.
Yeah. It's like, well, that's in poor taste. Well, they did it again.
Jeez.
Yeah. So with the new God of War Ascension, there's another trophy. What is it?
There's a cutscene or quick time event that involves Kratos like beating the shit out of a Fury. And the Furies are these like female antagonists in the game, and like this isn't the first time Kratos has beaten women.
Her face.
Yeah, he fucking
curb stomps her.
destroys her, and then like a little bit later. Like, after the cutscene finishes, a little blip comes up and a trophy that says Bros Before Hoes.
Jeez.
Pops up. And when I heard about that, I'm like, what are you thinking doing that? Why poke
after the last time?
Okay, well, the last time I thought of that differently than most people. I thought of it as kind of like a poke at, like, the rest of the game or, like, the, like the past game sex mini games. So like this is like the first in God of War 3 that was like the first naked lady you see, and I'm like, okay, so this is when the sex mini games hadn't happened, and then no, you essentially use her as like a slave, and then that thing comes up and it's like, oh, okay, well, I guess that could be really bad, but I'm gonna think of it as kind of like poking fun. And then this happened and I'm just like, oh geez, I tried to defend you guys, sort of.
Yeah.
But this is just like erupted into a whole lot of backlash to Santa Monica. So now they're changing the name of the trophy to, what is it, Bros Before Foes.
Oh,
the
really?
Next patch. Yeah. But like, how can they think that would go over
in the first place.
Way that's not terrible? Like, with all of the things that have been happening recently, like, especially that, like, One Reason Why hashtag that was huge, like, after something that big happens, how do you do this?
Also, how are people still using the phrase bros before hoes, period? Like, how is anyone saying that anymore, ever?
Hoes always win.
It was like that episode of My Brother, My Mother. They're like, it's bros before hoes, except now it's just always bros because no girl will ever want to date you ever.
But Adam Sessler had like a good point about this. Like, he mentioned this in his review and why this like just disgusted him a lot, and that like God of War games have always been like this like mature franchise that like deal with slaughtering your own family and just like the like lamenting and just like all of this like all these like mature ideas, and then this comes up and it's just like, oh, this game's for like fucking frat boys and stupid teenagers.
Well, specifically he said that, you know, the way that like watching Kratos stomp this woman's face in was a little disturbing to him at first, but you know, he gave them the benefit of the doubt, like as it was happening, like, hey, you know, this game is all about violence and all that, so like, you know, this feels kind of in tune with what the franchise has always been about. And then he says that trophy came up and it just flushed it all down the toilet, that this is like it basically disproved everything that he was thinking to himself while that was happening and made it all the worse.
Yeah.
It's just so frustrating that they thought they could do that and it'd be okay.
Yeah, I mean,
The thing is, I wonder, it makes me wonder how much they would ever really suffer from that anyway, because the people that are pissed off by it are like the niche people who are paying attention. Like, most people who play that game probably either one, don't notice that happening,
or don't
notice it, don't think about it, or just flat out don't give a shit, or think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, and so it was, this kind of reminds,
I've heard that once before.
This kind of reminds me of what, I can't remember which site it was, but it was basically a game website talking about how they market, and it was basically, I mean, like, okay, let's go ahead and say that they don't do shit to this extreme just to say fuck you to everybody, and you know, but basically their marketing approach was, you know, we're a game site, we're gonna get the niche people by way of being that, so it's like, that audience is probably always going to be there, so you market to everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You aim for everyone else. And this almost kind of sounds like I said, most people either won't care, or they'll just... seriously, there's probably a lot of people who play that game who see that and laugh, because they're kind of idiots. And most people are kind of idiots. And so...
Yeah, no, but this doesn't strike me as something that they put in there... with that in mind. I think in this case, it really feels like this is something that they put in there because they were like, this is funny. Like, that's hilarious.
Right.
And it's man, come on.
Well, I mean, it does, just when you're aiming towards that group, there's a good chance that some part of your group is that group. It's kind of ridiculous. I don't understand.
I mean, I can't help but ask the question, like, what should be the repercussions of this? I mean, and is getting all in a fuss about it? And see, like, that's why I didn't want this episode to really be about this, because I think there's nothing really.
Well, the only repercussions that there can be, well, first of all, there really aren't any.
Yeah, and
all
I don't
that
think
you
there
can
should
be done.
Be. Like, I mean, it goes back to like any comedian saying something offensive, like even if it's not funny, they said it, and so what, you know?
Yeah. Well, the only thing you can do is, as a group of people who want to see games do better, is draw attention to it briefly. Like, you don't need to fucking bang the drum forever.
Yeah.
Draw attention to it and hope that people learn something from it and leave it and then move on.
Right.
Like, that's really all you can do, and hope that maybe they do better in the future. But yeah, you can't, I mean, you can't punish them as a company. They're still going to sell a million copies of this game. Like,
well, I mean, and going back to Adam Sessler, he just did his latest Cess or something where he usually vents about things that are going on in the industry, and he explicitly said, he's like, you guys probably expected me to go more into the God of War thing. And think about it, he just mentioned it briefly during his review. That's all he did. And then, but anyways, he started off his show, he's like, you expected me to elaborate on that, but I'm over it, or I'm done talking about that. Let's go on, let's talk about something else. Because, like, yeah, in the end, yeah, all you should do is say, hey, this thing, I didn't like that. In fact, I was kind of offended by it. That sucks. And then just move on.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know if, like, it's not
so
like,
stay tuned next week where we break this down even more.
Well, it's just, it's kind of equally as nauseating to me, like, seeing 1,000 people go on Twitter and vent and say, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's, yeah, it, the whole thing just, I don't want a part of it. You know? Just, like, the overreaction to these kind of things bothers me a lot, too.
Yeah.
I think everybody could just say, man, this sucks, or that's unfortunate, or I don't like this, and then move on. Instead of, like, everybody should be really riled up about this. I'm really riled up about this. Why isn't everybody? And then everybody's like, yeah, I am riled up about this. Fuck this. Fuck that. And, like, I really hate that. It's like
that
a mob
mentality.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that's the best way to handle this is just, like, saying, like, yeah, that we, like, essentially saying, like, yeah, we're disappointed in you guys. Like, mm-hmm. We thought you were better than this sort of level of stupidity. Oh, and by the way, Dylan called me like a minute ago and says hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So there's your Dylan bit for the show.
Hello, I'm Dylan.
I'm not so Dylan.
So.
Yeah.
Short episode?
So we, yep, got any other Twitter bulls?
Prototype
Facebook
asked
bulls?
Us, well, Marvel is apparently releasing all, like, their number one comics for free for a day or so. It might be today.
Free comic book day.
And Prototype said, what free number ones did you or will you get from Marvel? And I'm not a huge comic book guy. I might as well pick them up, though, because they're free.
So Gabe's getting 700 comic books.
Yes.
In the next day. It's going to be a lot of downloading.
Yeah.
So this is just, like, all of their library? They have number ones?
No. Or? It was like, I think it was 700 different number ones.
Goddamn.
I don't know what that includes, but yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
I'd probably pick up just, you know, Spider-Man.
I'll probably pick up, like, Spider-Man. Just like 350 of them or so. Just pick out at random.
More likely than not, I'll not do anything because I'm not a comic guy. Sometimes, yeah, I get into a mood where I'm like, I want to read some good comics, and I'll do that, but that's like once every couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't read many comics either.
Yeah, it's through the end of Tuesday, March 12th. So.
Tomorrow.
Yep. Yes. So when you are listening to us talk
it's
about
too
this,
late.
It could very well be too late. So yeah. I guess I'd like to. I don't know what other Marvel things are there. Spider-Man, Iron Man,
X-Men.
Hulk. Here's X-Men. The thing, like issue number one, like for like Spider-Man and Iron Man, like those characters were. Or those comics were really ugly and really poorly written, like really like stupid. So other than just nostalgia, but like they're reprints, obviously. So I don't know what's the point. I don't really have an interest in getting Spider-Man number one or Amazing Fantasy. Probably was what it would be. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing like Ultimates. Yeah. If you could go into the Ultimates, it'll be nice.
Well, it's over 700 different ones, so.
Ooh.
I'm sure something's there that has the word ultimate on it.
Ooh.
Oh! I think that's it.
Someone here?
Okay.
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey! Hey, Lori, what up? Alright. Anyway, okay, I guess if you want to find us, you can go to GameOverNation.com. You can find our YouTube channel at youtube.com/GameZeroVERNation.
Subscribe, goddammit.
Yeah, subscribe.
If you couldn't understand the yawning man, that was subscribe, goddammit.
Yeah, and we're steadily making our way to 500 subscribers, so that would be cool if you guys could help us out with that. Facebook, you can get us at facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like if you go over there.
Right on our Facebook wall. I want to talk with you people about...
Gabe is so lonely. Yeah. So bored.
Like all the time, guys.
He just really wants to talk to you guys from that Game Over Nation account. Where else are we? Oh, Twitter, at Game Over Nation. Individually, I am at Airstrike Rhino. Javi is at JaviG0. And Gabe is at RabbitWombat9. And Dylan is at Dilanosaurus, I think.
He hasn't changed it in like 4 months.
Yeah, but he—you never know with that guy. He's a loose cannon.
It's Dilanosaurus.
It's Dilanosaurus.
God damn it! All right. So with that, you have just completed another episode of Game Over Nation.
And not only just another episode, but the first episode that has put us over the Gova mark.
That's right.
Yeah.
We ended. For those of you just tuning in, we weren't always a nation. In fact, we were just a measly little podcast before the Game Over podcast. We reached 80 episodes, and then me and Ryan decided to pull the plug because we were part of a much larger network, and we wanted to go solo. We were riding solo, like
Han Solo.
Yeah.
He's exactly up in Cloud
like
City.
So
can't
we've
stop
reached
my vibe.
The mountain once again of 80 episodes.
And passed it.
And surpassed it. Here's to the next 80. And hopefully we have more people listening.
Get some more. And go, definitely go over and check out After the Fact on YouTube. That's been our big winner lately. So
the latest one is about Ninja Turtles. Crazy.
Cowabunga.
Go leave us a cowabunga.
Yes. Leave lots of comments. Tweet and, don't just follow us on all these things, but tell people about it. Link to our Facebook and our Twitter.
And talk to us. Send us a message randomly. Just be like, yo, how's your day going, Gabe? You make any money? And I'll be like, yo, what's up? No.
Spoilers.
Yeah, what a reason do they have to talk to you now? You just told them the whole conversation.
Mm-hmm. And we'll make sure to give you a new After the Fact every Monday or Tuesday. At the beginning of every week. So
yeah, we're still trying to decide which day works best.
Yeah.
We're usually ready by Monday, but...
Yeah, Ninja Turtles went up on Sunday. That seemed to be a big mistake. It didn't do too well. So what do you want? When do you want your turtles? Or when do you want your facts? Do you want it after...
What do you want to know what happened after all the facts came out?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.